Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Nun Hey, as we are in the middle of Parakot Siulo. Parsha Shir was last night. It should be up on the OU.org Torah website. And now we are Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're still talking about the Kohen Gadol, now that he has gone into the Kodesh Kodashim for the first time with the Ketores. He came out and he takes the blood of the par that he had shechted earlier, and he goes back in and does the sprinkling. So that's what we're up to now. How does he do the sprinkling? So the Mishnah had said on Dav Nun Gimel on the base, he goes to the place and he sprinkles it. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. We will get into that in a minute. That's what we're up to. Just one more makor I did not get to read yesterday, and that is we had the four different opinions yesterday how the world was created. And it's important to analyze exactly what the message of each one is. Was the world created from in out, or from out in, or from the water somehow, with a stone figuratively thrown into the water, or the Chachamim say, Mitzion Nivra, from Tzion. If you look in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Kedoshim, and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this Medrash Tanchuma, part of it in Parshas Truma, where the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, and he talks about how the Beis HaMikdash is built on the Tabur Haaretz, on the belly button of the earth. Says the, and he quotes this Medrash, Kishem Sha Tabur Hazeh Nasun Be'emsa Ha'ish, just like the belly button is in the middle of a person, Kach Eretz Yisrael Notuna Be'emsa Ha'olam. So too Eretz Yisrael is the middle of the world. Aye, the world is the earth is round, the universe. Kodesh Baruch Hu has it as the middle. Shneamar Yoshvei Al Tabura Aretz Umimena Mashtito Shel Olam Yotzei, and from there the entire world is established. Shneamar Mizmar LaAsav, of course, the pasuk that we're about to have in our Gemara. And then he says, and then the Medrash says, Eretz Yisrael Yoshevez Beemse Iso Shel Olam VeYerushalayim Beemse Iso Shel Eretz Yisrael UBeis Hamigdash Beemse Yerushalayim VeHaHechal. Obviously, Emsa here is not a geographical Emsa, but it is a conceptual Emsa. V'yahechal be'emsa beis hamikdash. V'ha'aron be'emsa ha'hechal. V'yeven shesiyo lefnei ha'aron shemimena nishtata olam. There it is. That's the measures that everything is in the middle. That means at the central point. The central point of the world is Eretz Yisrael. The central point of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim, and it keeps going all the way until the Kodesh Kadashim, and that's what we daven. We mentioned the Gemara a couple of days ago from Brachas Daf Lamed, where we daven towards. If you're davening wherever you are, you face towards the Kodesh Kadashim. So by the way, I forgot to mention, a number of people emailed me when we spoke about where the Rabbi Yaakov Emden's point from Brachas Daf Lamed, that who's davening in the Kodesh Kadashim, so it must have been the Kohen Gadol on his way out between the curtains, against that Rashi that said davens in the Azara. So a number of people said, hey, what about the Mishnah we mentioned, that when the Beis HaMikdash needed some repairs, they used to lower in the workers, and they went in, and with a little bit of vision, maybe they said a little tefillah while they were there. Could be. I assume that it was very... They went in and out as quickly as they could. You know, it's already, they didn't let them see it much. They didn't let them stay in there any moment longer than they needed to. So it could be, but it's more difficult to know, say that they took their chances while they were, but it's, I'm in the base of Kodesh Kadashim, might as well take advantage. But either way, that's the Medrash Tanchuma. Okay, first let's finish up this section from yesterday. So we had the four different opinions. And then we say Tanya, about five lines up from the bottom, on Nun Dalid Amid Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Elu Toldos HaShemayim V'Haaretz B'Hi Baram B'Yom Asos HaShem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. These are the Toldos of Shemayim and Aretz on the day that we're created. Remember, Rashi quotes the drash on B'Hi Baram. You switch around the letters, it's Avraham, right? In the Schus of Avraham, the world was created. Or B'Hi Baram, the Gemara Menachos says B'Hei Baram with the letter Hey. Letter Hey is Olam Hazeh, the letter Yud is Olam Haba, the Yud and the Hey, that's Shem Hashem. So that's the Pasuk. Well, we darshan here from that Pasuk. Toldos Shamayim Mishamayim Nivru'u, Toldos Haaretz Me'aretz Nivru'u. Everything heavenly was created from up above heaven. Everything from below, Toldos Haaretz, were created from below. Rashi quotes, Toldos Shamayim are Me'oros V'Kochavim, the celestial beings, and told us Haaretz were Me'aretz Nivru. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Me'afar Haaretz and created man. Remember, there are four levels of being. The Svarno says on the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the dalet is big, and we're supposed to think a special kavan in the dalet. What are we supposed to think about? It says the Svarno, the four levels of being in life. We have to realize we have the domimim, we have the, you know, the not just what the Kuzari says, domim someach chai medaber, not just those four, but he says more everything in this world that is one, and then you have the level up, you have the sun and the moon and the stars, and then you have the angels, right, and above that, not in quality, so not in quantity above, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above that Hashem Echad, that's the Dalas, the four levels of three levels of created and one level of creator. That's the Dal. But that's what you have the Toldos Shemayim, you have the Toldos Haaretz. V'chachamim omrim elu v'elu mitzion nivru. No, everything was from Tzion Shenamar, Mizmor La'asaf El Elokim Hashem, Diber Vayikra Eretz Mimizoch Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, right from the east to where the sun rises to the west. V'omer mitzion mechlal yofi Elokim Hofia. And we darshan mimenu muchlal yofyo shel olam. From it, from Sion, was mukhla, was finished. From the word vayachulu, was finished, the beauty of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Shkata the Shmaya, today was Hashkacha, today is Rosh Chodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And today always symbolizes a newness. There is no moon today. It starts getting bigger. Everything was created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, back to Meseches Yuma. So we have the Zrikos and Hazos Adam. Not the Lasadami Misha Mamaris, but he goes out and takes the blood from the one who is mixing it. Remember we mentioned the Mikdash David Safek, whether that is part of the Avoda. Whether going out, usually only going towards what you have to do, is part of the Avoda, is the Halacha. But here, it's going backwards, but it's a backwards that you need to do. He goes out in order to go in. So is he allowed to do that Bismol? Is he allowed to do that with all the, with any of the, situations, with any of the conditions that usually you cannot do avoda with? So, not that the Mishnah Mari is Bavachulu. Ma, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that how did he sprinkle it? He didn't sprinkle it, lo lahazos, lo lamalav, lo lamata, ela kematzlif. What's a matzlif? As we mentioned yesterday, Rashi quotes earlier, we're about to have the Gemara. Ma kematzlif, let's read the line first. Mach, Rabbi Yehuda, kiminagdana. Right, what is it? Rav Yehuda showed, Rav Yehuda the Amora, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, said, it is like the whipper, the one who gives lashes in Bezdin, the Rodeh. So that's the comparison. That's what Matzlif means. So what does that mean? So Rashi said earlier on Daf Tesvav, that means not all in the same spot. He didn't focus that it has to, every drop has to fall in the same exact spot. Just like the one who gives lashes does not whip in the same spot, right? It's some on the front, it's some on the back. The Gemara in Makkos even says he goes around a little bit. Hoshia Samecha, right? So it's not all in the same spot. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim there, in the Ritva there earlier in Daf Tesvav, they say a different shot of Man Gedah, and that is the person being whipped is in different positions when he is receiving the lashes. Sometimes he's bent over totally, then he turns over, and sometimes the hand has to be raised a little more for the one who's doing the whipping. And that's what the understanding of most Rishonim is. It's how one holds the hand. That's what the difference between Lamala and Lamata is. You don't have to focus, but Ela Kematzlif, meaning Mala and Lamata, as we will see soon, that has to do with Mala means hand facing up, Lamata means hand facing down. As the Gemara is going to talk about soon. My Kol Hadara, turn back. Tana, top of back on Nun Haman Aleph on top. Kishihu mazeh, eno mazeh ala kapores, ela keneged of Yushal kapores. When the hazah is done, it's done keneged the ovya, the thickness of the kapores, towards the kapores. Kishu mazeh lamala mitzad yada lamata. Kishu mazeh lamata mitzad yada lamala. What does that mean? Number one, it does not have to touch the kapores. We're going to talk about this more about Hashem in the coming days. Where does the blood go? Where does the blood go that goes towards the Aron? Where does the blood go that goes towards the Paroches on the outside? Does it have to touch the Paroches or not? Says our Gemara here, it does not have to touch the Aron. Maybe it shouldn't even touch the Aron. The Gvura Sari here says, to be Zion, you're going to get the Aron? The Aron full of blood? Okay, you might say, but what do you mean? You're going to get the Mizbech Hazah full of blood. You're going to get the Mizbech Hazah full of Ketores. Yes, but this is the Aron in the Kodesh Kadashim, so it's just sprinkled towards. And when one is Mazel Lamala, one puts the back of their hands under, below, facing below, and lamata, one does it facing above. Good.
Well, what is the word ovia?
Ovia, yeah, the
what,
thick.
What does that add to this in terms of?
It's that it's not. It doesn't have to touch the kaporis. It doesn't have to go. The thickness of the kaporis, when it says lamala and lamata, doesn't have to touch the upper part of the aron or the lower part of the aron. It's just done towards it. And the way lamala and lamata is just the form of how it, the hazah is done, and not the result of where the hazah has to reach. Minani mili. How do I know? How do I know what? Says Rashi, de eno maze ala kapores. How do I know that it doesn't actually go down the kapores? Osan shtayim acha shamala b'parva acha shamala b'seir al gaga kapores mamish. How do you know? How do you know it says? Doesn't it say the word, as we'll see in the Torah, al? So doesn't al mean on? So Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, Amar of Zera, Amar Kra, says the pasuk v'hiza oso ala kapores v'lifnei kapores. So what does that mean? On and in front of. So which one of those is the real description of what one is supposed to do? On the kaporis sounds like on top. We know the kaporis is the cover. We spoke in Parsha Shir, I think last year. It's fascinating that sometimes the Kodesh Kodashim is called Beis HaKaporis, the house of the kaporis. The kaporis is just the cover of the Aron. It certainly could be called Beis HaAron, Beis Luchos HaEdus. There's something unique about the kli of the kaporis. It's not just a cover. There's something very special about it. So here, the hazah is even spoken about in proximity of the kaporis, on and in front of. So says the Gemara, lo yomar lamata bisair delo tzarech. We know the Torah writes the hazah is both by the par, that's first, and then by the sair lashem inside. But it doesn't say all the hazos, both ones and sevens, as we'll see by both of them. We learn one from the other, but when we put the two parshios sections together, by the end of the day, so we have clear 7 and 1 by the par, 7 and 1 by the sa'ir. So now we're going to talk about that. Lo yomar lamata b'sa'ir. The Torah did not have to say that there were hazos lamata by the sa'ir. Delo tzarech. Why? De gomar mimata de par. We know the par has hazos lamata, so to the seer should have lamata. Loma nemar, so why does it have to say it? Lahakushe al lilifne. To compare al to lifne. Ma lifne de lav al. Just like the word lifne in the other context does not mean on actually, as we just proved. Af al de lav al. So to al should not be taken literally. Al does not have to mean al. One more line and then we'll make a comment. Adarabba, what says it? What do you mean? Maybe it's just the opposite. Lo yomar lamala bepar. We were talking about it shouldn't have to say lamata by seir. It shouldn't have to say lamala by par. Delot tzarech, to gamar mimala de seir. Because the seir explicitly has the lamalas. So lamanemar lakushi lifnei laal. Just the opposite. Ma al mamish. There. Maybe al is literal. So af lifnei al mamish. So basically we're stuck. Why should, do you say that the lifne influences the al, or do you say the al influences the lifne? So the Gemara says, "Hi, my, wait a minute. E amri bishlama lamata da seir laakushe. If you say the lamata of seir is extra and it's meant to compare and teach me that al is not literal, lamala de par mi boy lilika de tana devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then the lamala of par is free. I have something else that I can learn from it." As follows, Titana, the Beir of Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, Al Penei HaKaporis Kedma, Zebana Av, Kol Makom, Shnemar Penei, Eino Elakadim. The word Penei also appears there. So Penei, next to the Al, I learned that Penei always means the east side, because that's the side that he is sprinkling on. The Kohen Gadol is standing on the east, and that's what he's sprinkling. Ela'i Amrit Lamala de Par Lakushe. But if you say the Lamala Par is the one that's extra, Lamata de Zir, the Mayasa, that would be totally extra. We have nothing else to do with that. Extra that pasuk. That's why it must be that the lamala of the par is what's extra, and we understand that al does not mean literal. Ask the Rav Yashiv in the Haris on Maseches Yuma. There's a general machlokas elsewhere in Shas. Al, whether al means on or al means next to. Various times that issue comes up. Menaches, Sota, Va'od Mekomos. He says, why doesn't the Gemara bring it up here? Right, al is like this mandamer, that mandamer. So he says it must be that even though you have that machlokas, there are some contexts where it has to mean on. The word al means on. So yes, sometimes halachically, because of a certain process that we know must take place, we know a certain mandamer has a mesorah that al does not mean on. But there are some cases that you're going to take it literally. Venira ta'afa bita bekama makom es peshas. Dona hagamara I al mamish o al besamach ubit pashtus nechleku bazet tanoi nira de ainz a klal akol Torah kula. It must not be a klal for all of Torah. V'yesh yotzim in a klal. Dekim lehu lechazal. Chazal must have a mesora. D'yesh mekomos d'nidrash kelashono al mamish. Must be summer directly on. Taharei b'hazal on mizbeach. In Parshas Vayikra, it talks about the hazos on the mizbeach and the zrikas on the mizbeach. Everybody agrees there that it's got to hit the mizbeach. Everybody says that. So there are some cases that al does mean. V'hachanami, and that says Rav Yasha must be here. Hacha, lulei de doresh al lilifnei, without the special hekish of limud, havamina al mal mamish. I would have thought al means mamish, just like another context of mizbeach. Says Rav Yashiv, and I could come up with a halachic nafkamina. A halachic nafkamina for this al. V'nira diganav nafkamina lazeh. What's the nafkamina? The Gemara says in the first parak in Zvachim, Daf Tezvav, that if the Kohen, on a regular carbon, he's doing the sprinklings on the Mizbeach. And what happens if he does the sprinkling? Stop time. The blood is in the air, and his hand somehow gets chopped off. By the time the Mizbeach, not that this actually happens, but conceptually, the Gemara talks about Lundis. Does the Kohen have to have a hand by the time that it hits the Mizbeach? Is the mitzvah the Kohen throwing it on the Mizbeach, or the blood hitting the Mizbeach? That's the Gemara's suffix there. Nikta a yado before the blood gets to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara there says, it's possible. Why? Because it sees a balmum. By the time it hits it, because there's a din of ala Mizbeach. And when there's a din of ala Mizbeach, the avoda is not completed until al Mizbeach. And therefore, Shemaskaras HaGemara, he should puzzle to mazev nasan be'inon. V'hainu to kol maisa nesina yispatzeh be'kohen kosher. And here is the Balmum Be'emsa. V'nira pashut, dezeh hakol b'haza ala mizbeach. Tehasa bin ala mizbeach mamish. But what about our case? We've just said al is only lefnei. Al is not mamish. Let's say if the Kohen does the sprinkling and all of a sudden something happens. What if the Kohen dies? The Kohen dies right after the last hazah, before the hazah hits the ground. So it says over Yashiv, it will be kosher. Because there's no din of al on here. It's alifnei. So it's more of a din of focusing on the gavra than anything being accomplished. Nira dimnikta yada kotem shahuna chadam yidei hazah yatsa. Tari hiza veleka din nesina kan. There's no din nesina, and therefore that will be a nafgamina, says over Yashiv, in this case. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, second to last skinny line. Tana Rabbanan vihiza oso ala kaparis v'levnei kaparis. Lamadnus, now the next 15 lines is also going to have similar drushes. Lamaskana, we are going to put together all of the limudim, take the ones by Lamala, ones by Lamata, ones by the Par, ones by the Sayir, and end up doing the same exact Zerikas twice, right? First by the Par, then by the Sa'ir. And then again, outside, in the Heichal, by the Par, and then by the Sa'ir. And then again, mix them and do them on the Mizbeach Hazav, as we will see. But first, let's get through the mechanics of the Limudim. Tana Rabbanan, v'hizo so ala kapores, v'lefnei kapores, lamadnu, kama lamala bisa'ir, achas. So I learned, it's explicit in the Torah, how many zrikas needs to be done lamala by sa'ir? One. Lamata b'sa'ir eni yodea kama, but it's not mafurish, the zrikas lamata by the sa'ir. I know achas lamala, but not sheva lamata. Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes we'll talk about what the significance is of 1 and 7, and up and below. But first we'll get through it. So, hareni done, so I have the following limud. Nemru damin lamata b'par, v'nemru damin lamata b'sa'ir. So it says, zrikos lamata. By the par and by the sa'ir. And remember, Rov Rishonim say, lamata means not where it's going, but the form of how you do it. The hand going down, instead of the hand going up. So, I have damim lamata by the par and damim by the sa'ir. So, ma lamata bepar sheva, af lamata besa'ir sheva. So, do I compare the lamatas? Just like it's explicit by the par that you have 7 lamata, so to by the sa'ir you have 7 lamata. Oklach lederach zu. Or do I not compare lamata to lamata, but I compare lamata to lamala within the same animal? Ne'emru damim lamala bisa'ir, v'ne'emru damim lamata bisa'ir. Within the sa'ir, within the goat. Ma lamala bisa'ir achas, af lamata bisa'ir achas. Nira lemi domeh. What do I do? Which is a better comparison? Done in mata mi mata, vein done in mata mi malamala, or adaraba, done in gufo mi gufo, you stay within the same body. The ain't done a gufa me alma? Question mark. So again, the yisod, it's not just a technical question. It could be, the yisod is, which avodos are considered, what's the categorization of avodos? Are all the zrikas lamala one section? Are all the zrikas lamata? Or do we say, no, the seir is one, and the par is one? And another way you could break it up, which the Gemara doesn't have here, is, are the zrikas panim one, and then the zrikas bachutz one, and then the zrikas on the mizbeach one? Right, there are different ways to categorize these. That's the Gemara's question here. Do you put the matas together? Do you put the animals within each other? So Tama Lomar, the asa is damo, kasher asa ladama par. You shall do the dam of the sa'ir, just like you did the dam of the par earlier. She'en Tama Lomar, kasher asa. You don't need those two words. You know, do the dam to the, like the dam of the par. Umata Lomar, kasher asa. She'yu kol asiyosav shavos. They all have to be equal, parallel. Keshem shalamata bapar sheva, kach lamata b'seir sheva. So that's how you know, lamata of this, by everything, even by the seir, is seven. So now let's do the other side. Lamanu kama lamata bapar, u b'seir sheva. So lamata is taken care of. Lamala bapar eni odea. Lamala bapar I don't know, because that's only explicit by the seir. Kama, any idea, kama. Vahareni dun, same type of suffix. Nemudamim lamala b'seir, v'nemudamim lamala bapar. It has lamala by both, malamala b'seir, achas, af lamala b'par, achas. Do you compare it to the seir? The seir has one lamala, so to the par. Oklach l'derach zu, or do I say the other way? Ne'emrudamim lamata b'par, v'ne'emrudamim lamala b'par. You stay within par, malamata b'par sheva, af lamala b'par sheva. Again, what does Hashem want from us? We know what the Torah says, but what about the Torah Sheval Peh part of it? The Gemara, the Rabbanon are trying to figure it out. Nira l'mid domet, what is it comparable to? Done in mala mimala, vein done in mala mimata. Do you say, compare it to the seir? Or adarabba, done in gufa migufa, vein done in gufa mayalma? So tamalomar, again, vasas tamo kasher asa, she'ain tamalomar kasher asa. Again, that's an extra phrase if you look at the psukim. Umat tamalomar kasher asa, she'yukol asiyosav shavos. They're all equal. K'shem shalamata bepar sheva, kachlamata b'seir sheva, u'k'shem shalamala b'seir achas, kachlamala bepar achas. So, lamaskana, we know. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata, as we say in Yom Kippur davening a number of times. Hopefully next year we'll have a little more background to it. So we have the par, then we have the sa'ir. What's the message of the 1 and 7 and achas lamala v'sheva lamata? Says the Maharal in the Be'er Hagola, what would be wont to say. If anybody, one of the most popular Maharal ideas in all of, not that I'm such an expert in the Maharal, but he always talks about Teva and Nes. In Yoni Chanukah, Teva and Nes, 7 is Teva, and 8 is Lamala Menateva. Bris Mila and Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, everything 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, and Chanukah is Lamala Menateva. So we do Achas Lamala, V'Sheva Lamata. Right? We do Sheva Lamata, because that symbolizes Teva, symbolizes from below, symbolizes Lamata, not from below. Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of Teva too. The Rabban this week's Parsha. The end of this week's Parsha, the Ramban's most famous comment in all of his commentary on the Torah about this, where the Ramban says that we have to realize that everything is Nes. That is the Ramban. There's no such thing as Teva. The Ramban says that's why throughout the Makos, there are the Psukim, Ladas, Kiin, Kamoni, B'kol Aretz, Ki Lashem Ha'aretz, all the different Lashonos. Says the Ramban, why? Why are there so many Lashonos? He goes back to ask the other question, and that is, why are there so many mitzvahs, Zeichlis, Yis, Mitzrayim? Ask the Ramban. More than any other. How many mitzvahs are there to remember Maimon Har Sinai? Maybe one. Birchas HaTorah. How many mitzvahs are there to remember Ananei HaKavod? One. How many mitzvahs are there to remember any event? At most one. How many mitzvahs Yitzias Mitzrayim? 15. 15 mitzvahs. Tefillin, Pidyon HaBen, Yantif, Matzah, all the mitzvahs. Petach Hamor, B'chor Behemah Tahorah. All the mitzvahs. Why? Says the Ramban, because over the generations there have been many heretics in the world. And says the Ramban, there are some type of heretics that deny everything. There was never a God, and it's always Kadmus Ha'olam, which he says is the least logical and the one that's most difficult to support. But then there are some that say God created the world, of course, but he's a busy God. So he left. He was involved in other things, other universes and other worlds. Number two. And number three, no, of course he's involved in the world, but he's not all-powerful. He can't do whatever he wants. So three types of kofrim, says the Ramban. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one fell swoop make it undermine all of these false beliefs, in one moment, he performs a miracle, a nes. Because the nes shows that there is a creator who could still create, who knows what's going on, and is involved in the creation. That's a miracle. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always do miracles, because that's not the purpose of life. Every once in a while he does a miracle, so we remember what Hashgacha is all about. And that's what the Ramban says. That's why there are so many mitzvahs, Zeich L'Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Because that was the most miraculous time period in the history of the Jewish people. So even though for the past 2,000 years we haven't had too many open miracles, but that's why we have to focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because that will remind us that there's no such thing as Teva, says the Ramban. Ain, I don't know if the Lashon in front of me, Chelek b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin shekol mikre chayenu neis ein b'hem teva klal. Something like that. There's no teva. That's the Ramban, and that's what we do on Yom Kippur. We do sheva lamata, but we do achas lamala. And you remember what the achas lamala is. You remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the teva. That's the achas lamala and the sheva lamata. The Abarbanel also talks about this in his commentary on Achremos, when he talks about here Achaz Lamala v'Sheva Lamata, says the Barbanel, V'ayu ha'azo'os l'ha'ir, sh'ha'dveikus v'ha'torah v'ha'nevua, sh'rashim ikarim b'notzina mashpia yisbarach. He says, some comes from above. There are certain elements of Hashkacha, right? Ein, ha'kobi dei shamayim chus mi'ira shamayim. That's from above, that's considered the one from above. The below, that symbolizes our hishtadlus. We have to do whatever we can to meet God halfway. To push and push and push and push and push. Everything in Olam HaTeva that we could do to try to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to do. We have to push ourselves. And then hopefully be zoche to the one from above if we do everything we can. Kikenu asagas ha'adam milomata lamala. Ve'achrechinu as atzmo. After we prepare ourselves in all areas. Im lahashir, im leschakim, im lahamin, lihinave. So then, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Beis Hashem, will give us the shefa that we all are davening for. That's the sheva lamata with the achaz lamala. But we do the lamala one first. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's behind everything. Achaz lamala v'sheva lamata. Okay, we continue. So not only do we do those actions, but we count. Achaz, achaz v'achaz, achaz u'shtayim, tani rabbanan. Achaz, achaz v'achaz, achaz u'shtayim, achaz v'shalosh, achaz v'arba, achaz v'chamesh, achaz v'shesh, achaz v'sheva. So, one and right, we do the Lamala one first, and then the Lamatas. Devar Rabbi Meir, our Girsa has this version, on the side, in the Yalkut, it has the other Girsa, but this is Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Achas, Achas va'achas, Shtayim va'achas, Shalosh va'achas, right, the opposite. Arba va'achas, Chamesh va'achas, Shesh va'achas, Sheva va'achas, v'lo pligi. But there's no machlokas here. Markiyasri. Everybody's just doing it based on where they come from. Some places they say the big number first. Some places they say the small number first. Good. A couple of points before we continue. That is, there is a discussion in Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Well, even before that, the story of the day. This is a Shabbos Shuva story. And it's a true story because it was testified by his son, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Last many years of his life, after his stroke, he could barely walk. And he used to fly in Chicago to New York, back and forth every week. And he had a walker and he could barely move. And he always used to be mumbling under his breath. And I always thought it was just krechzing and groaning. But I verified it with his son yesterday. And that is, he used to say, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas u'shtayim, Achas. He could barely move. But this was his avoda. This was his avodas Yom HaKippurim. Saying this, and this is how he focused, and this is how he pushed himself. This was his avodas Yom HaKippurim. That's amazing. Rav Soloveitchik, his brother, now, once we're on the topic of Soloveitchik's here, discusses this sugya of minyan. The halacha of counting itself, whether it's achaz u'shtayim or shtayim va'achaz. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi here says there is a pasuk, as we said yesterday, because it says sheva pa'amim. Instead of just saying sheva tipin, so pamim mashmalei shezeh minyan. That's what the Tosfos Yerushalmi here says. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, why do you have to count? So there's a pasuk. Yish la'amod al etzem din svira l'manitzruch l'gan mi'ikar adin. We hardly have this by any other halacha. We know that a carbon chatos you have to sprinkle on all four corners of the mizbeach lamala. You don't have a din of minyan there. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you just do it. Shtayim shein arba. by many of the other karbanas, right? Ola, asham, right? It's you just do it. You don't count. By many actions were demanded when the Kohen God, when the Kohen sprinkles the paraduma ashes, right? On day three and day seven. There's no idea of minion of svira. Only here. Alzei yesh latarets. Shezrikas Adam said, this is in Avodas Yom Kippur. Shezrikas, which was, just to mention also, which was put together by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who needs a refuah shleima. So, daven for him. Alzei yesh latarets. Shezrikas Adam shel chatos chitzonios eino dover shebeminyan. Mishum she'ein din adoresh mispar mesuyim shel ha'azos. El halacha hi, shetzorach la'hazos al kol chanas ha'mizbeach. By Zrikas Adam, let's say, carbon chatos. There's no din of svira. There's just a din of, you have to put blood on all the corners. There happens to be four corners. If there was eight corners on the Mizbeach, it'll be eight. If there was a different number of corners, it'd have a different halacha. But it's not a din of sviras minyan. It's a din of cover the corners of the Mizbeach with blood. Umemela, as long as they get there, that's it. Ach yisoda din einenu na'utz klal b'mispar. It's not a din of a number, a mispar. It's a din of kronos ha-Mizbeach. Ach yesh kan makom iyun. To Hamatzinu, he says, you know what tips you off for this? He says, let's just continue, I'm sorry. Of Anachon Bazeh, Sherak Bahazos Elu, De Parvis Sa'ir, Chayiv Limnos, Sherikan Yishchilu Kazaos. Here you have a specific number that's required, and each Hazah is important. Achas Lamala Veshev Lamata. Vim HaKohen Lo Yimne, Lo Yiyu, and let's say the Kohen didn't count, then it would just be eight. It wouldn't be seven and one. There's a special din he has to count, Lamala and Lamata. Lo yia kan shtei sidros, el rak sidra acha, shel shmon hazos. Vilu bishar sidros, ha hazaa, hazaa atzman, kovaz es minyonim. Usually, he says, what? He's going back to why is there a din mispar minyon here? By the chronos of his bayach. So you end up having four. How do you know there are four? Because you count them, there are four. You don't need to count. Here, oh, what are they all together? There are eight. No, but there can't be eight. There's got to be one and seven. And because of that, you require a din of svira in order to label it as 1 and 7, and a 7 and 1. Because if you wouldn't say anything, so then it would just be 8, even though your hand switched in the middle, still that wouldn't be good enough. Ach kan im hazos yikvu es haminyan, hareshi yitztaber minyan echad shel shmon hazos. V'lochein tzorach hakohen limnos kedei litzar es havchana bein shtei hasidros. Okay, that's what he continues. So that is the svara of that. One other discussion in the achronim here, and that is he allowed to do, it's achas, 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 ushtayim, would he be able to do, if he would wanted, counting by letters and not by numbers? What if he says aleph? Aleph, 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 ubeis, aleph, ugimel, dalet, hey, vav. Would that be good enough? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings up, and the achronim, the Bir Halacha talks about this, by all the contexts where you need to count, could you use letters? For example, we're machmer about this, but if somebody asks you what day of sphere it is, oh, it's Lag BaOmer. I counted already. Is that counting? Lag? Lag is not a word. Okay, it's a gematria. But what if you say, what's today? Lab BaOmer. Laz. What if it's Lamed Zayin, 37? Laz BaOmer. What, are you Yotzi Sphira? Am I Yotzi Sphira if I count with letters and not by number? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I'm not so sure. Not so sure that that would work. And he goes through all the times where you need to count. Can you do it with numbers? What about, he says, the Isser of counting people for a minion? Right, what do we do? We don't do Aleph Beis Gimel. That's not, we do a Pusik. We do a Pusik. What, it would be bad. Aleph Beis Gimel is not, is that really counting them? Is it really? Yes, it symbolizes a number. But this is this Rav Yaakov Emden in Kuf Lamites. Im yesh lismoch ha-mashakasa b'shir ha-knes ha-gadol l'in yisfir sa-omer. Shemana b'rashi tebas lag ba-omer yatsa. He says you're Yosef by saying lag ba-omer. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, I am not so convinced. I'm not so convinced that that would be good enough. He says, that's not in any of his rayas. Kol ze lo yaspik lo huchiyach shakachu derech ha-minyan. Afilo ben b'nei adam v'ametzias yore. He says, most of the time we don't use letters. Well, then we don't use letters. And he says, I'm not sure if the Kohen Gadol did this on Yom Kippur. I'm not sure it would be good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in the Bir Halacha, in Hilchos Bir Sa'omer. He quotes this on the Siman, Taf Pei Tes, where he talks about counting. He quotes, Ayein va'achronim shenechleku b'imana barashi tevas kagon sha'amar hayom beiz yamim. Instead of Shnei Yamim. Beis Yamim v'chadome im Yatsa. Because of Achok Yaakov, Kivan shalarova poskim mikra svir bezman azed rabbanon, against the Rambam, since Rov Rishonim say that it's rabbanon today, ein lahachmir misveka, v'yachzer lispar b'li bracha. Assume, don't make a new bracha on it. Vida, dal kol panim, in birei v'lei v'vada lo yatsa. Just thinking it for sure is not yotze, but here, just saying the letter, so we're machmir lamaisa. We're machmir lamaisa. If somebody said, if I said lag ba'omer, you know, then that we wouldn't count again with a bracha, but it's not so clear that I would be yotze. I would lachomra have to count again. Just say the svira without the bracha. That's in terms of that. One other point, and that is in Eben Ezer. In Eben Ezer, the Rama writes in Hilchos Gittin. Right, we just said, the Gemara says, what order do you do? Do you do the big number first or the small numbers first? So the Gemara says, Mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. If anybody's ever filled out a ksuba, to know how to fill out a ksuba. Right, somebody gets married on the 21st. It's not Esrim ve'echad. We usually write, Echad ve'esrim yom lechodesh blank. Shnas? And then how do you write the years? We switch. By a ksuba, we do the little numbers first, and by the years, we do the big numbers first. So it's based on a Raman, Hilchos Gittin. The Rama says in Hilchos Gittin, in Kuf Chav Vav Sif Hey, the Rama says, the Yichtov Bishanim, this is what I'm going to get, we follow it by Iksuba, the Yichtov Bishanim, Minyan Hamaruba Kodem. Do that first. Minyan Hamaruba Kodem. So you write, Shnas Chameshes Alafim Vishvameyos Vishivim V'Arba. That's what we write. We don't write Arba Vishivim Vishvameyos V'Chamesh Alaf. Right, we do five, right, Tav Shanai, Dalad, we do that order. The Yichtov Bishanim Minyan Hamaruba Kodem. Aval Biyamim Yichtov Minyan Hamuat Kodem. But by days, you write the smaller one first. Beishmuel, v'cheinu b'sfiras ha'omer. By sfiras ha'omer, how do we count? Right? So is that true? Right? What do we say? Echad v'shloshim yom. Right? That's what we do. V'chein mashbe b'tur. Echad v'esrim, shnayim v'esrim. V'im kasav minyan amaruba kodem ola hefich, shekasav bishanim minyan amuad kodem kosher. B'diavad, b'diavad, if you did it the opposite order, it's still a kosher get, which means kosher kein, a kosher ksuba. Kasav lashin zachar, b'lar makam lashin akeva, kon shahaylo lichtov chamesha, chamesha, kosher. Okay, I just read the Rama. Interesting, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, b'cheshban hashanim yichtov lashin akeva. That's his rule. You always write lashin akeva. All the numbers. B'shnat, and he gives an example. Right, what year was the Shulchan Aruch? He gives an example of before him. Bishnas chameshes alafim v'achas l'briyas ha'olam. 5001. That's 773 years ago. So that's before the Shulchan Aruch. That's in the days of the Rishonim. But that's the example he gives. Fascinating. Chameshes alafim v'achas l'briyas ha'olam. Doesn't say b'minyash anumonu kan svats. Right, it doesn't say that. But shtayim shalosh arba v'chulu. He continues. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva here, Pischei Tshuva here quotes from... where is it? V'im kasa b'makom echad aser asara v'echad tzarech iyan im yesh kpeda. V'ayim b'sefer get pashit. Is there a kpeda to write it the opposite way? V'ayim b'sefer get pashit shekasa demisugya de yuma daf nun hey yira de ein lachalek de la'olam ein kpeda. Our Gemara, Marki Asrei or Marki Asrei. That proves that the evidence is all okay. It's all okay. That's how the Get Pasha, quoted there in the Pesachei Tshuva, uses our Gemara. Lamaisa, Lamaisa, where does it come up? It comes up in writing Shtaris. Vaita. Tekulei Alma, Mihas, Hazaa Rishona, Tzricha Minyan, Im Kolachas Vachas. But it's according everybody, no matter what order you do, everybody agrees that the first Hazaa needs a minion. My time, why do you have to count like this? 1 and 7. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Shalo Yitev Azos. Because you don't want to have a Ta'us. What do you mean a Ta'us? Rashi versus other Rishonim. Rashi says the potential tos here is you want time to think in between. In between every hazah, you want time to think for a minute, to know what you're doing. The tos is Yishonim, and the Ritva and others say explicitly no. The point is you don't want to mess up with the hazahs, because if you don't count the first one, then, or if you don't count like 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, then you might just do one short. You think you already did one, and then you count the first one that's Lamata as 2. V'chulu, and then you'll end up with having one less. So that's why Rashi says to give you time to name his bonein, and the Tosfos Yeshanim says so that it doesn't get confused and included in the other hazos. V'yaskel lomar ba'azar rishona shelamata shnayim balavadaita lahafsik lahaskel pam shniya. So then he says v'im tomar, if you're worried about that, so why don't you just count up to 8? If you're worried that I might get confused, so just do 8. So then you'll for sure have enough. The answer is no. Because there's a Masorah, you need 1 and 7. Not 8, and that relates to what Rav Soloveitchik spoke about before. There's a din of 2 Sidros. There's a 1 and there's a 7. And that has to do also, the lumdus of what we said before. Do you do lamala to lamala, lamata to lamata, or do you do all the lamala, all the par and the sa'ir together? This has to do with it. You gotta have the lamala and lamata separately. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a din d'oraisa. Not just Shema Yate. Amar Kra, v'lefnei ha-kaparis yazeh. She'en tamal omar yazeh. That's an extra, it says that already earlier in the Pasuk. Umat tamal omar yazeh. Limeid al haza'a rishona she'tzricha minyan im kolachas va'achas. Yazeh, specifically do the first one separately. Mai b'nayu, what's the difference? Lamaskana, lamaisa, igibinayu, delomana v'lota'a. What if you didn't? What if you didn't do the minyan, but you did it correctly? You did all the 1 and the 7, but you didn't count. So according to the first day, no problem. It's all about Shalo Yitte. If you didn't have a toast, no problem. But according to the second day, it's a special Din D'oraisa. And therefore, you would have to do it again. Right? Because the minyan is crucial. Calling out is crucial. The Chashuke Chemed here discusses, we know there's a halacha in Maseches Chulin, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you have to pay 10 zehuvim. You have to pay. Machlokes, whether that's only by Dinim D'oraisa, or also by Dinim D'rabanan, or whether it's only a mitzvah that gets a bracha, or even a mitzvah that doesn't get a bracha. But in any case, what does that do with us? He says, what happens if the gabai is davening for the amud, the gabai that usually calls out kohanim, by Birchas Kohanim, so he doesn't, and then he appointed someone to call out kohanim, but before the appointed person called out kohanim, somebody else yells, kohanim! Is that stealing a mitzvah? Because it's emor lahem. Emor lahem. Initiating the birchas kohanim is part of the process. It's part of the process. So, bo shimon v'chadav mimenu v'hu ikriyam him yochel ruvein litvos asar zehuvim mishimon. Right, do you say that the calling out is a mitzvah? And he quotes, v'chol amoneya b'ayla milas as mitzvah zasei, she'im ruvein lasosa, v'kodam acher v'asam mishalam l'b'aylam. So he goes through, is this a daraisa or is this a darabanan? This is a mitzvah without a bracha. And then he says, Ed, why do you understand this? He says, the chazanish was always machbid, he was the one to call out kohanim. He assumed that this was a mitzvah zasei daraisa of amor lahem. He said he was very makbid about it. But he says, Bizman Hazeh, the people look at it as a mitzvah. People don't think that. We don't do it if there's only one Kohen. So at the end of the day, he assumes that it's not as, it's just done today so that the Kohanim know when to start. And the Chazan saying, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, those words, that's Emor Lahem. But the Kohanim does not have that status. It's just so they don't make a mistake. And just like our Gemara in Yuma says that if it's just because of Shema Yitte, it's okay if you don't do it. So too, I would say that here says the Chashukei Chem. And he quotes that from the Mishnah Berurah too. Rak mitzvah lachan chilo ve'ino ma'akev. And therefore, lechora, he would not have to pay him asar zehuvim. We continue. Yazav inicho lachan azav shebehecha. So what does he do? He comes out. He does the blood inside, and then he comes out and puts it on the kan. And then, as we saw, there's a machlokes, how many stands are there outside? Is there one stand and he just switches? Or are there two and he puts it down properly, and then he can pick up the, and then he can have space for both of them. So Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah there. On the side it says, maybe it's not a Mishnah, maybe it's a Brisa. Either way, Tanan Hassam, Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says, remember we had the Mishnah in Shkolim that had all the pushkas, all the shofaros. Remember they're called shofaros because they're shaped like shofaros. They're skinny on top and fat on the bottom so people can't get money out easily. So there were shofaros for all different types of karbanos. The Tanakama held that there were shofaros for kinim. Kinim is a set of birds for nedavos, which were both olos, and for chovos, the women who had to bring a kan, a chatas, and an ola bird, a yoledes, a zav, a zava, right, the different people. So the Tanakhama says there were different pushkas, different shofaros for each of them. Review this as no, there was no shofar for kinei chova. Because you're worried about getting mixed up. If this gets mixed up, if some of the chatos money gets mixed up, then it's all finished. My mebnei atarovis, what are you really worried about? Rav Yosef, mebnei atarovis, chova benedava. You're worried about some of the if you would have a pushka for chova, you're worried about the chova money getting mixed up into the nedava money, and then you'd have to throw everything out, nothing would be good. One is not worried, important tosfos, right here, both of these two tosfosim. One is not worried that you're going to get mixed up between one woman and another woman, even though they're both chovos and they both have to be connected to each other, because you basically says, so put them in a separate bag. They put their money in a separate bag. They must have labeled their bag. So there's no confusion about being mixed up between chovos and chovos, right? He says you wrap them up. So rebesma oseha la'atzma. That's number one. And number two, says Tosfos, if you're choosing one to do, chovos or nedavos, so why don't you just do chovos? Rabbi Yehuda says you only have for nedava because you don't want to get confused with chovos and nedavos. So just do chovos, not nedavos. Says Tosfos, no, because chovos, people are going to bring anyway. People are going to bring it anyway, so there's no pushka there. They'll wait, they'll get it done. Nedava, if you don't make it easy for people to give the nedava, it's not going to happen. Right? It's a musar haskel in life. People do what they have to do. Anytime there's volunteering or extra, so that's only if it's made easy. Viter, Amalei Abaye Ben Eved Shrei. Why don't you make two pushkas separately, two shofaros? V'nechta v'alayo hei dechova v'hei denedava. Well, you're not going to do it in the same basket. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. It must be Rabbi Yehuda does not think that if you write something, it's going to help. Writing and labeling does not prevent confusion, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you see that from? Our Mishnah. Ditzan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayashem Lakanecha Bilvad. There was only one space to put down these holders of the blood. Why? Because if you put them both down, you might get mixed up. Why just label them? Just label them. No. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Hayashem Lakanecha Bilvad. Trei my time alo. Why don't you have two Mishim Demichlefi? Right? They might get mixed up. V'nevet Trei V'luchta V'alai Hate the Par V'Hate the Sire. Why don't you just label them? El Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. It must be Rabbi Yehuda does not think that Siva is a good deterrent in terms of stopping confusion. So what about according to the Rabbanan who say two? So says the Sfasemes. At this stage of the Gemara, we would have said it must be that they did write. And that's how you tell the difference. Lamaskana, we will see that according to the Rabbanan, you didn't even have to do that. Because you could see that the par is a lot more blood. A lot more blood in the one of the par. And therefore, the Gemara later on is going to say that you didn't even need the writing according to the Rabbanan because the blood itself looks differently. Meisvei. Right? There are other ways to do it, but at least at the Lamaskana that you don't even have to do anything because you can just tell the difference from the blood. Meisvei, is this really true that Rabbi Yehuda does not think Ksiva helps? The Mishnah in Shkalim, Shalosh Esrei Shofaros Ayim Amikdash. There were 13 Shofaros. V'ayukasav alayin Tiklin Chadatin v'Tiklin Atikin. What did it say? The new Shkalim from this year, the old Shkalim Tiklin Atikin, v'Kinen and Kinen v'Gozlei Ola and the birds of Ola v'Eitzim. Somebody who wanted to be Misnadev wood, Ulavona frankincense v'Zahav leKapores gold for the Kapores. V'shishal nedavin, six of them one was for nedavis. So the Gemara goes through each one again. Tiklin chadatin elu shkalim shal kanev kol shana v'shana. When you send in the shkalim, tiklin. That's remember the pirush of Rav Shlom. That was called tiklin chadatin on shkalim. Tiklin atikin mishalo shakal eshtakid. Whoever is late and didn't give the shkalim from last year, yishkal l'shana haba. Kinin hein torin goes le'ola hein b'nei yona. The two types of birds. V'kulan olos divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, they're all olo. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Ksiva can help. Ksiva can help. You see, he agrees to this Mishnah, right? You have separate. This one is ola. These are torin. So you see, he's not worried about confusion. So Gemara says, Ki Aser of Dimi Amar Amri B'Marava. You're right. A different answer. The reason isn't what did we say earlier? What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't have Kinei Chova Mipnei Ataroves? That was answer number one. We're rejecting that now. Different answer why Rabbi Yehuda did not have a pushka, a shofar for kine chatas, gzera mishim chata shemesu ba'alecha. He's worried that the women are going to die before the carbon is brought, that it's going to be apostle carbon, and it's going to be chulin shenishku dubazara, and brought. So that's why, you want a chatas, you give the kohen the money. He sees you're alive right when you give the money, and that is what we... that's what we have to worry about. Mesu ba'aleha. Let's just do. There's a lot to talk about in this line. Let's just do a little bit more. Umi chashinan. Are we worried about death? V'hatnan hashalecha taso b'medina sayam. Makrivin taso b'cheskes yukayim. If somebody says the carbon chatas from medina sayam, you're makrivit. You don't have to assume the person died. So why all of a sudden here he doesn't have this whole shofar because he's worried. Says the Gemara, Ella, you're right. He's not worried that somebody may die. Ella mishim chatas shemesu ba'aleha vaday. The problem is if somebody dies, that's what you're worried about. Says the Gemara, one second. Why don't you just then take? You're worried somebody died, so take out some money, throw it away. Find a mishra, and the others will all be okay. Rabbi Yehuda less like Brera. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira. Breira, the halachic concept, which you have five or six places in Shas where Tosfos just talks about every case of Breira in the world, including right here. Tomorrow is Breira Day in Daf Yomi land, right? That's Shem Yilgan. Tomorrow is Amud Aleph. So that is Breira. When something becomes clear later on, but it is unclear at first, do we say that we're allowed to see the roots of that clarity already in the past? That's Breira. Yesh Breira means I'm already allowed to see the future clarity in the past before it even happened. Or not, do we not say Breira? That is a big discussion in tomorrow's stuff. But even before that, we have to get into a lot of discussion here, the Sfas Emes' question right here, and says, why isn't there Bittul Barof? So the money, you have a lot of money in there. One person died, Bittul Barof. Why don't we say that? That's the Sfas Emes we're going to talk about. And then we have to talk about the Rishonim's question, the Tosfos Arash and the Ritva all here discuss, why don't you say Bittul? Right? How do you put together the principles of Bittul and Breira? Why don't you ever say, right? Something gets mixed up. Take out the Isser and say, oh, Breira, everything else is Mutter. So that we've touched on in the past, but right here is where it's discussed by the Rishonim. We'll have to, Bez Hashem, start with that and just end with one other point from the Gvuras Ari. And the Gvuras Ari here asks, he says, what was the Gemara's question? We're worried that the Gemara said, oh, we're worried that she might have died. So we say, aye, Hashlech HaTaso, we're not worried, Bechezka Shukayim. So he says, we change it. Says the Gvuras Ari, a very important yisod to help understand the Gemara. Kashuli says, what's the comparison? He says, by Shaleach HaTaso, that's one person. One person sent this karban, so we don't assume a certain individual died. But here, what are we talking about? A whole group of women. So maybe the answer the Gemara should have said is, there's a difference between a Rav and a Yachid. If you're being done on any one person, then you don't have to assume, you're not allowed to assume, or you don't assume they died. If it's a tzibur, people die. People die. So maybe that's the difference between the cases. Says the Gvuras Ari, it must be here. It's also looked at as a yachid. Why? What did Tosfos say earlier? They all wrap it up in their own bag when they put it in. So everyone is looked at as a yachid. And you take each bag out. Did this woman die? Did this woman die? So it's not Rabin versus Sibor. Based on what Tosfos said in Amud Aleph, Tim Kol Amosha B'Shofaros Hayumu Ravin Hakol B'Yachad Hachanami. We'd say that. Aval Hachakiva Di Efshal Arif Kol Amos Zemze Ukamoshakasav Tosfos Leil V'Tzorach Mos Dmei Kan V'Tzorim Yuchad B'Pnei Atzmo. So then, that's why we would look at each Lundus as separately, and it would be Yachid versus. Yachid versus Yachid. Okay, we'll have to talk about Hashem more about this tomorrow, and Hashem will get into Breira. It's on tomorrow's daf.